Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And also, you can join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, which is a good way for you to reach out and sound really good. Sometimes, you know, some Skype connections, if you have a decent microphone, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. And that's just easier to listen to on the radio wave. So Skype in at lrn.fm. Call in 855-450-FREE. Got a disturbing story to start things. There's a disturbing story, I guess, to some people. A lot of people are going to be disturbed by this story, but it's unusual. It's a follow-up on something that happened back in the 1990s. Mary Kay Letourneau, you may remember that name. She was the
When you first said it, I remembered the name, but I didn't remember why.
But first, I want to welcome our newest radio affiliate. It's News Talk 940 KIXZ AM, the voice of Amarillo, Mark. I know that the people in Amarillo, I don't know if they get upset if someone pronounces it in the Spanish version.
Amarillo.
Amarillo.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, welcome aboard. Actually, turns out KIXZ has been with us for 2 months, and I didn't find out until this week's, just due to paperwork snafu. Welcome aboard. We're glad you're there, and you can join us here anytime you like. Whether you're listening in delayed broadcast or you're live listening on the radio, you can call our show anytime about anything that happens to be on your mind.
Not anytime. You can call between 7 and 10 Eastern time.
Yeah, anytime we're live. Good point. 7 to 10 Eastern, 7 nights a week. The story is coming out of ABC News, and it was 2020 last night with, I think it was Barbara Walters. When Mary Kay Letourneau...
Barbara Walters still kicking around. Good for her.
She is. When Mary Kay Letourneau Follow was forced to go public in 1997 with an affair she was having with her former sixth grade student, Vili Follow, after she became pregnant with his child. It was the teacher-student sex scandal heard around the world. At the time, Mary was a 34-year-old married teacher in Seattle who already had four children of her own. Vili was just 13 years old. Mary was arrested and served 7.5 years in prison.
Whoa!
Today, Mary is 53 and Vili is 31. The couple is still together and are about to celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary.
Did they let him visit her while she was she was in jail? Because I know they got together when she got out.
Well, I think they're going to cover this in the story, but what happened was she was under an order to not contact him initially and was given like a year in jail, I think, and then she did not obey that order, and they did have contact, and that's when 7 years came at her at
this
that point.
Weird love was just too strong.
The two daughters, during her jail sentence, he would not have been able to visit her, I don't think, due to likely no contact, at least probably until he was 18. That's my speculation. I don't have the, you know, case orders in front of me or anything like that. The two daughters that they have together are now teenagers, older than Vili was when the affair first started. Mary and Vili sat down for an exclusive interview with Barbara Walters to talk about how they managed to stay together all these years despite their very public and forbidden relationship. If it wasn't strong enough in the beginning, Mary told Walters, it wouldn't have carried through those years.
That's pretty clear.
The interview is part of an upcoming new series, American Scandal, on Investigation Discovery, which revisits some of her most famous interviews. During the interview, Mary described how her and Vili's relationship moved from emotional to sexual when he was in middle school. When she was his teacher, she began to spend more and more time with Vili to help him develop what she thought was a gift for drawing. By the end of the school year, she had she said the two had bonded, and by summer, they started having an affair. Mary said, the incident was a late night that didn't stop with a kiss, and I thought that it would, and it didn't. When asked if she felt guilty or disgusted with herself for having the affair, Mary said, quote, I loved him very much, and I kind of thought, why can't it ever just be a kiss? By the end of summer of 1996, Mary was pregnant.
She was married, right?
She was, with four kids of her own at that time. Mary was pregnant with Vili's child, their first daughter, and shortly after the new year in 97, Mary's husband discovered a love letter that Mary had written, presumably to Vili. The authorities were alerted, and Mary was arrested. The story of the Seattle student sex scandal caught wide national attention. She gave birth to her and Vili's first child, Audrey, on May 29th of 1997. 3 months later, she pleaded guilty to 2 counts of second-degree child rape. On Friday, November 14th, 1997, she was sentenced to 89 months in prison. She was paroled, however, after serving 6 months on the condition that she stay away from Vili and attend counseling sessions for sex offenders.
See, now, I've always had a problem with the term, so they use child rape here, the statutory rape, that terminology. Mm-hmm. It trots out a term that probably shouldn't be trotted out, but I can see why it is. It's not that I have firm convictions on it. It's just that I think it's confusing. So in this case, you're talking about a 13-year-old young man.
That's right.
You know, in many cultures, right? Like, you know, Jews have the whole bar mitzvah at 12. Many cultures in the past, people would have been considered adults somewhere in that range. You know, 12, 13, thereabouts. So,
but now people consider them children.
Yes, I understand. And I'm not saying that I think the 13-year-olds are really going to be great at making decisions about having sex with adults. But, you know, to use this term statutory rape or child rape, I mean, that's a pretty loaded term. Mm-hmm. When, honestly, it looks like we can use hindsight here to say he made a pretty powerful decision in his life, and that's what he wanted.
Well, people will say, Mark, that he cannot make those decisions. He is not 18 years old.
Well, I mean, obviously he did make those decisions. And
the court does not care, however.
Indeed, they don't.
And so she was paroled after 6 months.
And I don't know what one does in this circumstance, right? Does she have to be a sacrifice?
Apparently you go to prison.
Does she have to be a sacrifice to our sort of societal norms? Because it's pretty clear that these two want to be together and probably should be together. It doesn't seem appropriate. Like maybe she should have waited or whatever. Groomed him is the term that has become so popular. But I mean, you know, it gets very difficult, right? Like these people are the exception that proves that at one point or another, you know, we can't know everything.
But within a month of being paroled, however, she was back in prison for ignoring the court order, and her sentence was reinstated. While on parole, Mary became pregnant again with Vili's child and gave birth to a second daughter, Georgia, behind bars on October of 1998, October 16th. Mary's husband then filed for divorce and moved their 4 children
to
Alaska. For Vili, the journey to get where he is today has not been easy. He said he battled depression over the years, saying, "I'm surprised I'm still alive today. I went through a really dark time." He grew up impoverished without a father and had a tumultuous relationship with his mother. When his affair with Mary began and after she became pregnant with his child, he said that he felt he had no support system to help him through it. It was a huge change in my life.
Who took care of the... I mean, he didn't.
I don't know. It's a good question. He says, "I don't feel like I had the right support, the right help behind me from my family, from anyone in general. I mean, my friends couldn't help me because they had no idea what it was like to be a parent because we were all 14, 15. Vili said he had counseling sessions, but even then struggled because he said counselors wanted him to take antidepressant medication to even him out. And he said, "I don't even think the counselors knew how to deal with it. It was just weird. I was like, why do I need to be on an antidepressant pill?" And they said, "It was to level you out so they can have a conversation with you." It just kind of really annoyed me through the years. He was forbidden from visiting Mary in prison, but he said it would have helped him if he had been able to talk to her during that time. So once again, the state coming in here and, you know, making these people's lives worse than they had to be. This would he have had the same level of depression had the ostensible love of his life not been wrested from him and put into a prison cell and then he prevented from even interacting with her by mail?
What a mess this is. So, you know, the one question that comes up is that somehow he's still twisted from his molesting at 13 years old, and this is sort of the result. But I guess I'd like all these people seem really messed up.
Are you saying he was molested? Because molested is unwanted sexual contact.
I understand. I don't have a better term for this, right? Like, do I think that things that happen to people when they're young are more formative than when they happen when they're older? I do.
Do you think it was that he had sexual contact with this lady that twisted him, or the fact that the state screwed in?
I know some people are going to say that.
Yeah, I know. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share how you feel about this. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. More on the Mary Kay Letourneau situation coming up.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Constitution was not America's first governing document. The first was the Articles of Confederation, created in 1775, under which the existing states grouped themselves as a union. Under the Articles, votes by the 13 states had to be unanimous, and what was enacted didn't have the force of law. It was merely a suggestion to the state. The Constitution's supporters, the Federalists, argued that the Articles were weak because the nation couldn't make good on its debts or prevent squabbles among states. Be careful what you wish for, their opponents, the Anti-Federalists, warned. A more powerful federal government could dominate the states and people. The Anti-Federalists lost that battle and the new Constitution was ratified. But it is in large part thanks to them that we have a Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution adopted to address their concerns. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This This is Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition continues here. Plenty of time for you with your thoughts. You can dial in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Mary Kay Letourneau. She is back in the news on 2020 in an exclusive interview last night with Barbara Walters, celebrating 10 years of marriage to her supposed victim of what is alleged to have been child rape back in the late 1990s. We'd love to have your thoughts on that situation. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pocket Power Plus is a source of backup power so small you can put it in your pocket. And it's also so powerful that in some circumstances it can even jumpstart a car. It sounds crazy, but it's not. It's a breakthrough in portable power technology. The Pocket Power Plus can help you out. Maybe you get stranded, you're stuck in an airport, you're going to be in the car all day, or just at the office and, you know, you don't have a free USB charger to plug into your phone to. This thing can help you. It can get you multiple charges of a cell phone, and it can operate that, you know, your electronic devices for hours, sometimes days, if necessary. I've been charging my cell phone exclusively from the Pocket Power Plus from Wednesday through late Friday night, and never had to use another source to get any power. So you can go to PocketPowerPlus9.com and grab it for half price there. Also use code FTL to save even more. It comes with a full accessory pack. It's got most of the adapters that'll fit all of your devices over at PocketPowerPlus9.com. Plus, it even comes with the jumper cables. PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL. Let's go to Bob. He's in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. I just wanted to say that it's not child rape, because that's just stupid. And it's not molestation. What it is, it's statutory rape.
Okay.
You know, both of these other things are saying it's wrong because the victim was forced, you know, maliciously forced. But this is a consenting relationship between a 13-year-old and a 30-year-old. I'm not saying it's a good relationship to have. It's not. But one thing it doesn't have is non-consent. Therefore, it is statutory rape, because by statute it is considered rape because of the age. That's it.
Because some men sitting around in a room somewhere decided that if you're under the age of whatever arbitrary age they selected, it's usually 18 or 16 in the United States, that you cannot consent
right to
sexual activity.
And I get how they use that term, but yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, basically, to some extent, we should call it illegal sex. I mean, I know plenty of people who, adults now, who seem reasonably well-adjusted, who chose to have sex prior to the legal age.
They just didn't get caught.
Right. I couldn't tell you what the legal age was when I was, you know, under the age of 18, but I had sex under the age of 18 and would have had sex sooner if somebody would have allowed me. You know, I don't consider myself particularly maladjusted. Maybe some people do, but I would say that the amount of people that have sex under the age of 18 is pretty high.
Yeah, that's true.
Bob, anything else you want to share tonight?
I mean, I just think that let's use our brains here. Whether or not it's right to have, for me as a 25-year-old man to have sex with a 13-year-old, I mean, I have never done that, never will. Never had sex with anyone under age 18 just because, whatever, it's my choice. But what I think is that if someone does, it makes them a pedophile, maybe, you know, in the sense that they like underage people, but it doesn't.
Technically, that's
them,
not the definition,
you know,
of a pedophile.
Yeah, pedophile.
I mean, just to be clear.
Who likes pre-teen kids and all that weird crap. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
But I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, I guess that's a morally gray area. To be 19 and being with a 13-year-old and stuff like that, I personally don't think it's right. However, their own whatever.
It's whether you think it's right, that's just my question, right? So you can certainly think that it's wrong or right, but as you said, to each their own. So would you agree then that Mary Kay Letourneau should not have gone to prison over this?
I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, say, oh, I don't think she should have gone to prison. It kind of depends on the situation. And in this situation, because it kind of, you have to consent in order to have an erection, unless you're forced Viagra or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But
it happens.
Clear consent, and he was of reproductive age, and he was a male in the sense that he, you know, it's like, so.
Why does whether he's a male or not matter? What
right,
is it?
That's a real problem.
The only reason why,
societally.
The only reason why it matters is from a biological perspective, you know, if the fetus is up, then you're consenting 99.99% of the time.
So you're saying that he was a male matters because it makes it more clear that he was consenting as opposed to being raped?
As opposed to, you know, a 13-year-old girl and a 19-year-old man or a 25-year-old man or however old she was at the time. She, if it was a 30-year-old man and a 13-year-old girl, then generally speaking, there's going to be more, it's going to be a hugely gray area because, you know, what if, you know, it was rape. There's no way to prove that it wasn't rape. You know,
Bob, thanks for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. I think the appropriate thing that should have happened to Mary Kay Letourneau is she should have lost her job because, you know, she was in a position of power.
Really inappropriate.
Yeah, she was in a position of power. It's not an appropriate thing for a teacher to do there, but I don't think prison is the right solution for people in these situations.
Well, when I break it down and I say 31, is that the age?
Somewhere in the in her early 30s.
31-year-old. Married teacher has sex with a 13-year-old student. I find that to be breathtaking when I, you know, when I think about it. As far as from a standpoint, now, I'm not much on these malum prohibitum laws where there's no victim. In my opinion, where there's no victim, there is no crime. But many people are going to come down on the side and say, you know, this kid's a victim. But it,
she's now married to her supposed victim for a decade.
Yeah.
And they've got smiling, happy pictures together.
Right. And I mean, so it looks like this flies in the face of the claim that he's a victim, doesn't it?
It sure does. You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-453. Let's talk to James in Michigan, Kalamazoo. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I just wanted to thank you so much for what you do in the name of freedom. You guys have really changed my mind. I used to consider myself a hardcore leftist, and just listening to you guys has really kind of made me realize the error of my ways. So thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks. Glad we could help. But you changed your own mind. We didn't do that for you. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
First off, I think it's funny whenever one of these news stories breaks about a teacher having relations with a student. It always seems like the teacher is extremely good looking. So I just
there do seem to be a lot of those.
Yeah. You know, it kind of makes me jealous because I kind of wish that I were that student back when I was
right.
in school.
Why did this crap happen to me in school?
But, I mean, seriously, I've heard stories about, because, like, here in Michigan, what they call the age of consent, quote-unquote, what the government officials place as a number that they feel is okay for people to start having relations, is 16. So, you know, you've got a couple of students in school, you know, a year apart, year or two apart in age. One might be a sophomore, one might be a senior. It's okay for a short time, but then all of a sudden, like, the one crosses that magical threshold.
It becomes a crime. Stand by, James, if you've got more, we can share that with you here in a moment, or you can share that with us, rather. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and we have plenty of time for you with your thoughts here. Mary Kay Letourneau, it's Free Talk Live.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariluHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of features there on our website, so please enjoy them on us. You can create the content right there on the front page. Free at freetalklive.com. Plus, ProXPN is free. If you want to go and download their software, you can do it right now at proxpn.com/FTL, and they will help protect you online. Right now, your internet service provider is probably logging the websites you visit, logging likely the search terms that you're entering, and maybe they're selling that log information, selling it to third-party people who want to data mine and learn about you. Maybe they're handing it over to law enforcement to do who knows what with. Well, you can stop that from happening with ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. They encrypt your data connection, and that protects you from your internet service provider snooping on you, maybe somebody at the coffee shop that's the administrator learning about where you're going and what you're doing. So proxpn.com/FTL. You can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. Pretty much anything you're using, you can run ProXPN, and you can save 50% off the price of their annual account by using our discount code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and then 50 as in 50% off the annual account price at proxpn.com/FTL. A risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee awaits you, and with that premium account, You'll have the ability to privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites. You'll have unlimited bandwidth and servers around the world that you can access. It's a very cool service. You can go try it out right now for free at proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to buy, use code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. James is back with us in Kalamazoo. We're discussing Mary Kay Letourneau. She's back in the news, not because anything newsy has happened. She's just had a relationship with her supposed victim, who was 13 at the time they had sex back in the late 1990s. He's now in his early 30s, and she is in her 50s, and they've been together in a marriage for a decade. I want to bring James back on, though. James, go ahead with further thoughts. Do we have James in Kalamazoo? James going once?
Kind of.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
You are on the air.
It just kind of disturbs me that, you know, this government that we have says that, like, for example, in the state of Michigan, where the age of consent is 16, that theoretically a 16-year-old individual could be having relations with an 80-year-old individual, theoretically, but can't have relations with somebody a year younger than them. And so it's that's just an arbitrary number that the government puts on. I mean, who in the world is the government to tell me when I'm ready? I think that the laws of nature should tell me when I'm ready. And you know, if these two individuals are happy with their age gap, then, you know, why was it even a big deal to begin with?
Right. A lot of times what can happen is, for instance, if two 15-year-olds is and, you know, under the age of consent are having sex, likely the police are going to do nothing about it. And the parents really can't do much about it except attempt to keep them away. But probably all their mistakes have been made in parenting up to this point already. And there's really nothing they can do except basically imprisonment and boarding school and things like that.
Thanks, James, for your call tonight. Appreciate it.
If you, however, with one of those people, probably the male, goes above the age of consent first, then you have a statutory rape situation on your hands, and the police absolutely will step in. Now, there have been a few Romeo and Juliet laws that have come into play in the past, but some of them are just to get you removed from the sex offender list. They're not even condoning the behavior. So it really is, it's kind of ridiculous that two 15-year-olds that have been boyfriend-girlfriend, and then one goes over the age first and before the other one, which, I mean, unless they were born at the same on the same day, is going to happen. Then one of them is a sex offender. That's crazy.
And they better not take any pictures of it either, Mark, because then they'll be child pornographers as well.
Well, kids take lots of pictures, of things we wish they wouldn't these days.
Spence is listening in Norfolk, Virginia. Spence, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good show, guys. I think it's every boy's dream at 13 years old to have an older woman go after him. I think they shouldn't have done anything to her.
Yeah, it's probably not uncommon. I don't know if it's every boy's dream, but it's probably
what
not
about firing
heard
her?
Of.
Yeah, fire her, yes. Get her out of the, defuse the whole situation. But, you know, jail time for that. And look, they've been married for 10 years. It's totally ridiculous.
Yeah, I totally agree. Now, would you agree with the, I mean, what if you reverse the roles? What if she is now a male teacher and he is a female student? Does that make you feel differently?
No.
Okay.
Unless the adult puts a gun to the head, you know.
Well, that's what the argument's going to be, is that she was in a position of power, and so therefore it's sort of tantamount to a gun to the head. She could have given him bad grades or something like
that.
She
was in a position of power, and I'm not going to deny that for a second, but it's pretty clear in this circumstance that he made some kind of choice, right? I mean, looking at it 10 years later.
This was a long time that this was developing over. It was developing over a period of a year.
And if the girl had done the same thing, it would have been the same. She made the conscious decision to have the affair with the older male teacher or older guy, whoever. You know, nobody put a gun to these kids' head.
But the claim, Spence, from the critics, and I'm surprised we haven't heard from any of them yet tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The claim from the critics is going to be that, well, he couldn't have made that decision because he was 13, and so therefore he can't make decisions like that. That's why you need the law to protect these young people.
No. 13-year-old boy, he's old enough, and his hormones are raging. You know, 13-year-old boys are horn dogs. Mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with it, especially since they've had a good relationship for the last 10, 15 years after that.
Thanks, Spence, for your call tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, I see lots wrong with it. The fact that she was married up to that point, she had four kids. She threw her marriage into the dumper. She couldn't control herself in any way, shape, or form. She showed the inability to control herself a great deal. I see a lot wrong with this, but I don't know. I don't think like laws and imprisonment and fining and probation particularly are going to fix it. We can all sit here and say they should do this and they should do that. Well, there's a lot of things that people should do, but the human race has not done. Largely, you're talking the median of the human race has just managed to limp along above primate for quite some time. Yes, we should all aspire to something more, but I'm pretty sure the worst part about this story is this lady spent 7 years in prison.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrible, and especially it hurt Vili, the young man in this situation. He was depressed, seriously depressed, and he said that being able to talk to her would have helped him. But he was prohibited from talking to her. In fact, if she talked to him, she would end up going to jail for a longer period of time, which is actually what happened to her. He said, quote, "I think the only person that I really needed to talk to, I mean, if they gave me more options or choices to make instead of just saying, oh, you can't talk to her anymore." And I was like, well, I really do want to talk to her, though, Feely said. Mary was released from prison in August of 2004, and the couple was married just 10 months later in a lavish ceremony at a winery in Washington State. Vili was 21 years old at that time. He said, quote, "It was a huge relief to actually get married after just going through all those years and then having so many questions and them not being answered," he said. I mean, Mary and Vili here, according to ABC News, have stayed in the same Seattle community where Mary had lived with her first husband, which is pretty amazing, to stay in the same area. You would think there would be some social pressure there to get her out. But Mary said they didn't move because they wanted to focus on getting on track with life through all of this. She said
it's expensive to move, and it doesn't sound like they've been rolling in the dough at any point. They've been there to support each other, but,
She did say, by the way,
priceless.
Mark, so you know, that her four children from her previous marriage have remained part of her family. She says all of our holidays were always together, and they're very close with their
sister. Aren't they in Alaska?
Well, he did move them to Alaska, but it's now later, right?
Okay.
So it's been a long time. But for Vili, who is only about a year and a half older than Mary's oldest son, it has been more difficult. He said, "It's an awkward feeling for sure to be close in age with someone technically your stepson or stepdaughter."
I bet it is.
Today he works at home.
I thought it was weird having a younger nephew. My brother's significantly older than I am, and his child is almost a year older than I am.
Billy works at a home and garden center during the day, but his passion is working at his night job as a DJ, DJ Headline. Doing weddings and private parties, and there's more coming up here. 855, 453, kind of a 20-year retrospective here on the Mary Kay Letourneau situation. More coming up.
This is a message for everyone suffering from acid reflux. Right now, Zymbiotics is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of a new breakthrough that actually cures acid reflux. That's right. We're giving everyone who calls in the next 10 minutes a free full-size trial of this life-changing discovery. Just call 1-800-939-5356. If lines are busy, try again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer. Zymbiotics is our number one product for acid reflux, and there's nothing like it. Powered by all-natural, doctor-recommended ingredients, it's scientifically designed to cure acid reflux the healthy and natural way. But you can only get a free trial by calling now. Take part in this special nationwide giveaway and see the results for yourself. If you want to cure your acid reflux, call now to participate in this special nationwide giveaway of Zymbiotics. For your free trial, call 1-800-939-5356 in the next 10 minutes. Hurry, supplies are limited. 1-800-939-5356. 1-800-939-5356.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control toll free here on Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you like, though. Right now we're talking about Mary Kay Letourneau. You may remember that name from the late 1990s, where she went to prison for having sexual relations with one of her students in middle school. He was 13 at the time.
Sixth grade is middle school?
They did say sixth grade. And he would have been old for sixth grade at 13. That would be... I was 13 in 8th grade.
Yes.
Anyway.
He was clearly a troubled young man.
Well, and now he and she have been together for a decade. Married since she got out of prison after 7.5 years in prison for this. He essentially waited for her. And then they got together after that. They have two kids together. They are now they're teenagers, as a matter of fact. And so that's ABC News is kind of going in here and doing a kind of a retrospective. 2020 had an exclusive interview with them last night, and we'll continue with some more excerpts here in a moment. But let's go to True, calling from Norfolk, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, True.
Hello. Okay, I'm listening to this with bated ears, like you're just ruining my whole Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yes, because I totally disagree with all your callers that are calling in saying this is okay, he's 13, he's a boy, biology, yada, yada. Biology doesn't dictate when you're mentally capable of making that decision.
What does dictate that?
Well, that would be, it's an arbitrary number, I know that much, but I do know that you're not fully cooked at 13. She was in a position of power over that young man, and when this all happened, remember now, she got pregnant. This ruined his life, I mean, in my estimation, because if you recall, during all of this, she was, his mother had charged the abuse, right? So there's one player in it. Then, he had said during her first initial sentencing, he had said that she had taken advantage of him. He wanted the courts to help him get child support, yada, yada. He can't afford these kids. I mean,
right.
it just stinks.
They took away the mom.
Well, yeah, but the mom, I mean, what kind of a mother is she? First, she abandoned her other kids.
Seems like a good mother. No, she didn't abandon her other kids. It was her husband who filed for divorce, and he took the kids to Alaska. She didn't abandon them, and in fact, she says that she's...
I'm talking about she abandoned them when she had a relationship with this boy.
She chose a different family unit, but I mean...
But that shouldn't be a crime, right? Like, you know, she shouldn't have to go to prison for what she did.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do think she should, only because it's an application of the law and it's fair. Now, if you'd reverse that with a male doing that to a female, right? I mean, just because you have a reproductive age doesn't mean that, you know, you can't do harm.
Right, I'm trying to figure that out for myself, but I don't think that, okay, you think that the only reason or the best reason that this woman went to prison for 7 years was to be fair to all the real sex offenders out there, but she wasn't one? Is that kind of what you're saying?
I don't know if that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm trying to figure it out.
I mean,
application of the law. Do I have all the answers?
Well, I think the law. Okay, can we agree on this? The law is a bunch of words written on paper by people who are generally considered to be liars and thieves.
Yeah, we can agree.
Okay, excellent. So let's try to figure out what's right rather than what's legal, because at this point, politician is synonymous with liar, thief. I mean, it's among the worst things that you can call somebody. So let's just forget about laws, because that gets really confusing. What's the right thing to do here? And I don't know what the right thing to do is, because it feels like this couple has proven that they are dedicated to each other and in love.
Okay, so then how do you explain that during, like I said, her jail stay the first time, he
yep.
applied to the courts, he said that he was abused, that he was confused, that she did prey on him. So all I'm pointing that out to say
sure.
that he wasn't mentally capable, you know, mature enough to have like a saying, this is my decision, I'm going to make babies now that I can afford.
Is it possible that he did that on his own volition, or that someone twisted his arm to do it? Because all the evidence shows that he loves this woman and that
he
was dedicated to her.
All the evidence besides the evidence that she's giving.
Yeah.
But I would say that people will say a lot of things to get a check.
Absolutely. But
that's what I'm thinking.
It also goes to show that he's vacillated. He's gone back and forth. And quite
no, it shows that he'll say a lot. It shows that he's normal, and he'll say something to get a check.
Okay, I can go with that, except for if you've ever listened to the young man speak, he doesn't seem like he's all put together. In fact, I would probably have put him on the short bus.
When was the last time you heard him speak?
When he was claiming that it was abuse, that
fine.
She had preyed on him.
He's now in his early 30s.
Okay, so let's say that he's on the short bus. Do you understand that a certain percentage of the population is going to end up on the short bus? Are they able to make sexual decisions?
Well, I would hope not. I mean, not until
they're of
age. No, well, because, again, you're not just because you're physically mature doesn't make you mentally mature.
I don't disagree with that. I find this a very difficult case. Like, the only problem I have with your call is that you're firm. Like, you see, I'm stuck on this. You see? I don't disagree with the things you're saying. I think the idea of a 31-year-old woman having sex with a 13-year-old young man to be a very disturbing thing. But...
she was in a position of power over him.
Yep, that too. All those things are disturbing.
But
when
I
look at it,
criminal.
When I look at it, I find the worst thing in this story appears to be the fact that the government sent her to prison, because then there wouldn't have been the thing about going and asking for the check. The child would have had a mother to take care of it and all that other stuff. So this is.
Yeah, but how good of a parent? I mean, you've got to be pretty morally.
But what do you want to do? Give him over to the you want to give him over to the foster child system where people die, where kids die and
where
get
kids
raped?
Get raped? Yeah, sure.
No, absolutely not.
There you go.
That's terrible. That's terrible. I'm a foster parent. That's a horrible thing to say.
But it's only the news.
Are you going to deny that some foster parents have raped the kids in their
first off,
their
thank
wards?
You for being a foster parent, and thank you for being a good one.
Everything. But no, what I'm saying is she should be in prison and punished for that, taking them away from the children. Who knows what else, what other morally bankrupt things she would do? I mean, I'm just saying that, yes, you have to, you've paid her.
Just because people don't have the same morals as you doesn't mean they should go to prison.
I didn't know. She went to prison because she broke the law.
the law's wrong, no, though. I mean, the okay. law gets in the way of real...
I got one more point before we go on. Okay. In the islands that run off the coast of Alaska, I think there's Aleutian Islands, I might be wrong on that one.
Right.
There's some Native Americans that really don't have much contact with, sort of American society as a whole. They're rather poor, and it's difficult for them to get out and that kind of thing. And many times, you're talking about situations there where very young people, 11, 12, 13, can be having sex with much older people. What we would call blatant violations of law. But for some reason, we do nothing about it. Do you think that we, the white folks, should go in there and enforce our rules upon those folks?
Well, I don't look at us as we, the white folks. I mean,
okay, do you think that we, the greater American society? Yes or no? We, the greater American society.
If you're taking all the benefits of America, then yes, you should live by the same laws as everybody else.
Wow. I see. How about invading foreign countries where they're doing this? I know this is happening in Papua New Guinea. Do you want to go over there?
No, I'm not for just doing a general, policing the world.
I'm saying is there's different cultures, right? And they have different
Absolutely.
Rules. Yep. And I'm just wondering. So you're saying as long as... What's that?
We all have the same rules to live up under.
Well, I think it's a really crappy opinion because likely the Aleutians didn't choose to be in America. America chose to be in them, right? They've got their own culture, and I don't think we should enforce anything upon them. But at least you're somewhat consistent, you know? I mean, as long as you're in this arbitrary polygon that's drawn on a map, shape on a map, then you got to follow our rules. I still think those rules are written by a bunch of liars and thieves, so, you know.
So, just curious, I mean, you don't have to answer this question, True, but when was your first sexual encounter? How old were you?
18.
No, you were 18. Okay. I would say that could be a little bit unusual.
17 is usual.
For this day and age, but you didn't ask me how old I am.
That's true. Good point.
I don't have a chart for that. I wish I did. Like, what is the average age of first-time sexual encounters by age? That would be really interesting. But I don't have that. Right now, they're just saying that 17's common. And I don't find that. I find that to be a pretty common and comforting number.
Remember, she got pregnant two times. One was when she was out on probation.
Yeah.
That's right.
The lady's making all kinds of bad decisions. The lady makes all kinds of bad decisions from where I sit. But at this point, prison does not appear to have helped the situation.
What was the point of putting her in prison?
That.
To pay for it. She committed crimes.
Pay to
What's
whom?
What's the point of it?
Who'd she pay the debt to?
When you cannot still keep your job or be loose in society without retribution if you've committed crimes. I mean, she was convicted.
Okay. As long as you're not claiming that she paid a debt to anyone, because there's no debt owed.
No, she owes us for the welfare.
She doesn't owe me.
Owe me anything.
I absolve her of everything.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and hold everybody in debt, True.
I would prefer to not have to be forced to pay to keep people like this in jail. I'd rather have people who are violent and dangerous kept in jail. Thanks, True. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live, 855 450 free. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy. And I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.